Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup
Hey,
Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person I'm speaking with?
yes,
Yes,
my name is Michaela, and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line. They're ready for transfer, sweetie. The name is Jamel Point Dujar, Dujour. Dujour. Are you ready for me to transfer him, sweetie?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Hey, is it Jamel?
Jonell, Jonell. Jonell.
Jonell, how you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
Can't complain, cannot complain at all. Woke up today, so no complaints from me. My name's Harold.
Good.
I'll be able to help you out further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorder line just for quality assurance purposes. I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the Roundup lawsuit?
No, I have not found anything yet. Nobody's helping me with this.
Gotcha. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or anything?
Yeah, I have not signed anything.
Okay. All right. And I do want to ask you, did you spray Roundup?
Did I spray it?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm the one that was using it. I was using it for about, like, let's say 13, not even 13 years. And I stopped using it when I found out I was getting
Gotcha.
sick from
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
it. I was diagnosed with, like, the it was like a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, something like that.
Gotcha. Give me one second. Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
When were you diagnosed with a diffuse B-cell lymphoma?
It happened in August, around August 15, 2021, because that's when I stopped using it that month, in August 2021.
August 15, 2021, you were diagnosed.
Yeah.
Wow. And how many years? I know you said about not 13 years, maybe close to it. How many years in total did you spray Roundup?
If you count by years, like, I've been using it, let's say, around, from, I'm gonna say, 2008. So it had to be 13 years. But I only use it during the summertime, though, like two, four times during the summertime.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Gotcha. Okay. So it was like a seasonal type of thing when you would use it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Would you say you've used it at least 10 separate times in those 12 years or
More than that.
Gotcha. Okay,
Think about it.
perfect.
If I'm using it too, with, let's say the season's like 4 months, you understand me? So if I'm using it at least three, four times a month for which 13 years, I use it more than that. I'm just giving you an estimate.
Perfect. 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 Okay. And so you said you started in 2008, right? Then you were diagnosed in 2000, 2021. Gotcha. How old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
2001, I was 41 years old.
41. And do you have your medical records that show the diagnosis?
Yeah, I explained to the previous lady I was speaking to that switched me over. I told her I could get that for in a hospital as soon as possible. Because I didn't
Gotcha.
know, if I knew I needed it, I would have had it. But she said, if you can, just get it.
Okay, so the hospital has it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma or the diffuse large B-cell?
No, because I had the surgery to remove it, the
Gotcha.
nose.
Gotcha. Are you cancer-free right now?
God willing,
Hey,
because
amen.
I did have to do the chemo for the, like, the, and took some chest medication just to reduce the pain, but I did have the surgery though.
Wow. And where you were spraying it was at home or was it for work purposes?
No, it was at my house, like in the
Gotcha.
backyard, in the garden and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Can I get the property address that you actually sprayed it?
It's 120 Westfield Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07208.
Is that your current property address now?
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. Do you know of any other neighbors or anyone else who sprayed the Roundup spray as well?
My beside my brother.
Was he ever diagnosed
My
with
buddy.
any?
Yeah, I'm gonna speak to him
Okay.
about that then.
No, if everything works out, well with us, just have them give us a call, all right?
Okay.
And now you said, so you sprayed it for about 12 years, right?
13.
13 years, all
About
righty.
12, 13, yeah.
And then you did spray it for at least 10 days or more. You did have it, 10 separate occurrences. And now you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yeah.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, hepatitis
No.
B?
No.
No, nothing like that.
No.
Did
No.
you, were you ever diagnosed with arthritis or diabetes?
Nothing like that.
Nope. Is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Nope. Did you ever have any chemo for any other cancer regarding other than your non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No.
No, okay. And now, were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr or lupus? Okay. And now, could I go ahead and get the spelling of your first name?
Jonel
And now for the last name.
Pointdujour.
So that was a Pointdujour.
That's correct.
Is there a apostrophe or a hyphen anywhere?
You could put space in between if you want to, but there's no spot for your hyphen.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. And now, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Mel,
Okay.
I know why you asked, but that's kind of weird. I'm like, hold up. I know why you asked, but I am.
Different
Sorry,
times,
bro.
different times. And are you
Oh,
married?
man. No,
No, not
not
married.
married.
Could I go ahead and grab your date of birth as well?
02/01/1980.
1980. Okay.
Yeah.
And now we do need the social in order to be able to pull the medical records. Can I go ahead and get your social?
All right, 140-84-5502.
Thank you. And now, how would you say you first learned about the connection between your Roundup and the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
And I was getting a lot of chest pains, and that's really like weird. But then when I started having time breathing and getting fevers, I'm like, I got a cold or something. So that's when I decided to go get myself checked out. And I
Gotcha.
started like, I don't know what was going on. I even started losing weight. I was like, that's weird. So I had to go get checked out to see what's wrong with me.
Gotcha. When was this?
In August, when I actually was like, you know, something, I have to go get myself checked out.
Gotcha.
That's when it was getting like really bad.
August of 21, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
5'9". How much do you weigh?
Right now, around 220.
20. What's the best email address for you?
JAYPEJ80 at gmail.com.
Okay. And then the best phone number, 908-446-0711.
That's correct.
Thank you. And then you said you used it roughly 3 to 4 times a month, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to your diagnosis?
Can you put that again?
Yeah. Did you
I
spray
didn't
Roundup?
understand the question.
No worries. Did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
It was around that time I was spraying it.
Right. So you started in 2008, right?
Yeah.
Right, and then
so
you...
So in 2008, mm-hmm. in August, it was summertime. That's when the garden and everything started blooming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's around that same time right there. I was raining.
Gotcha, okay. And then you were diagnosed in 2021, so yeah. So, you know, you sprayed it, you know, for multiple years, so more than 1 year before you, you know, you were diagnosed, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
And then you stopped with that in 21 as well?
In August of 21.
August of 21, around the same time when you found out everything was going on, you stopped.
Yeah.
Did you ever use any protective gear?
I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not sure what you mean, like gloves and stuff like that.
Right, like gloves, face masks, maybe.
I'll be honest with you, a couple years ago, I can't recall that. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay.
But I don't, like, I'm trying to figure out, was there directions on it to use that? I don't.
Okay. If you can't remember, you know, no worries. No worries. Home spray. And you did personally spray.
It was mm-hmm. concentrated. You understand?
Gotcha. Gotcha. So you had to mix it and everything like that.
Nah, it was concentrated. You know how it is. Gotcha. You gotta make sure you went prepared.
Right. You gotta, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And now you said, so you sprayed it about 3 to 4 times a month, only for about 4 months during the year, right?
Yeah.
For summertime.
Around the summertime. Sometime gotcha. In spring right there.
Gotcha. And then you did that for about 13 years?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So you roughly have, you've been exposed to roughly around 156 times in your lifetime. If we did the math, would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, that's the math,
Scott.
That's correct.
All righty. Your property, was it near a water well, or were you getting city water?
City water. There's no water wells in Jersey. I'm not quite sure.
Gotcha. No worries. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
But isn't Power Roundup a herbicide?
Right. So Roundup, yep. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides? Did you get that?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, repeat it again. There's a storm outside. You woke up a little bit.
Yeah, no problem. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides that's not Roundup or benzenes or Agent Orange? No. Okay.
No.
And then where would you go ahead and buy the Roundup?
100% be at Home Depot. That's why I buy all the things that's in the garden.
Gotcha. Do you happen to have any receipts or Roundup bottles in your possession?
No.
Nope. Have
I
you ever?
Since 2021.
Gotcha. Okay. So nothing in your possession. And let me ask you, have you ever smoked?
No.
Nope. Are you currently employed?
Yeah, I work for a dispatch company.
Dispatch company. Who is your current employer?
PDJ Carriers. Basically, I'm your own business. I dispatch for the trucking company.
Gotcha. Do you have a, do you have an address? Did you hear that?